In a world where the average person checks their smartphone 150 times daily, once every 6 waking minutes, we've reached what might be called peak distraction. Our attention has become the most valuable and endangered commodity of the modern age. This isn't entirely new. As far back as 1903, sociologist George Simmel lamented the overwhelming stimulation of modern life. What's different today is both the scale and intentionality of the attention economy. Tech companies employ thousands of engineers specifically to make their products more addictive, while our environments grow increasingly cluttered with up to 10,000 advertisements daily. The cost? Studies show constantly divided attention impairs cognitive performance by up to 40%, increases stress levels, and diminishes our capacity for deep thought. But there's hope. Our brains remain remarkably plastic throughout our lives, meaning we can train ourselves to resist the pull of constant distraction and rediscover the joy of deep engagement with the world around us. Our brains process only about 40 bits of the estimated 11 million bits of visual information we encounter every second. This creates inattentional blindness, our tendency to miss what we're not specifically looking for, even when it's right before our eyes. In the famous study where viewers watching basketball passes missed a person in a gorilla suit walking through the scene, we see this isn't a perceptual flaw, but a feature. Our brains evolve to focus on what matters and filter out the rest. Active seeing means breaking through these perceptual filters. Claude Monet demonstrated this by studying the same haystack at different times of day, capturing subtle variations most would miss. This heightened observation isn't reserved for artistic geniuses. It's a skill anyone can develop. Practice techniques like the five senses scan by systematically noting what you can see, hear, smell, feel, and taste. Challenge yourself by asking, what am I not seeing? What details have I overlooked? What patterns might emerge with more careful attention? What if you approached your daily environment as a treasure hunt? Developing what psychologist Alexandra Horowitz calls a search image, a visual expectation that helps find meaning in chaos, transforms ordinary observation into adventure. Once you begin looking for specific objects like security cameras or architectural details, they appear frequently, revealing hidden patterns. One student committed to noticing something new on her two-block walk to class. Within weeks, her routine path became a landscape of discovery, from changing window displays to evolving graffiti. Another practiced color walks, letting herself be guided solely by colors that caught her attention, creating spontaneous journeys through familiar areas. Collections provide another framework. Design Within Reach founder Rob Forbes photographed house numbers, sewer tiles, and bike locks across Amsterdam, revealing cultural values. These collections aren't just image accumulations, but records of attention, evidence of a mind actively engaging with surroundings rather than sleepwalking through them. Perhaps most powerful is looking really, really slowly, revealing infinite variations in the seemingly mundane. Vision dominates our awareness, but true noticing engages all senses. John Cage's composition 4:33, 4 minutes and 33 seconds of performed silence, revolutionized listening by highlighting typically filtered ambient sounds. Setting a timer for this duration reveals a surprising plenitude in what we consider silence. Sound offers rich opportunities for discovery. Try walking toward quieter areas, creating neighborhood sound maps, or focusing on single instruments within familiar songs. Composer Pauline Oliveros developed deep listening after performing in an underground cistern with extraordinary reverb. Her practice encompasses remembered, dream, and imagined sounds, the whole space-time continuum of sounds. Our sense of smell provides another dimension. Urban planner Victoria Henshaw's smell walks revealed how people often recognized familiar scents they'd never consciously registered. Touch deserves attention too. Compare natural and human-made surfaces, as architecture critic Ada Louise Huxtable suggested. Kicked a building lately? Beyond the traditional senses lie what Marcel Duchamp called infra-thin perceptions, subtle experiences like the warmth of a recently vacated seat. Our habitual routes through familiar spaces often lead to perceptual blindness. We stop seeing what we pass daily. Changing how we move can dramatically alter what we notice. Taking different routes to common destinations helps avoid the zombie commuter state, where we arrive with no memory of the journey. More radical approaches include the 1950s Parisian drift, dispensing with usual reasons for movement to follow the landscape's pull. Try exploring your hometown without spending money to shift your perspective on familiar spaces. Even mundane places like big box stores can become discovery sites. At Walmart, play big box archaeologist by finding the most absurd, poetic, or revealing products. Food offers another exploration avenue. Pulitzer Prize winner Jonathan Gold built his career by exploring uncelebrated restaurants, deciding to eat at every establishment on Los Angeles's Pico Boulevard, not for famous eateries, but because it was unremarked yet at the center of entry-level capitalism. The quieter you become, the more you can hear. Silence isn't about not speaking, it's about cultivating deeper awareness through intentional listening. Challenge yourself to speak only what's necessary for a day. We often treat conversation as competition, mentally rehearsing our next comment while others speak. If you limited yourself to 50 words tomorrow, you'd listen differently, attending carefully to every word. A 66-year-old accountant offers a powerful technique, deep breathing. When listening, especially when feeling defensive, he takes deep breaths, 3 full seconds for each inhale and exhale. This practice reduces cortisol during stressful moments and creates a natural pause before responding. That breath stops time, he explains, sharpening hearing, attuning you to nonverbal cues, and opening receptivity to the speaker's underlying message. Even shy people can find connection through stranger interactions. Writer Keo Stark advocates breaking the norm of civil inattention, our agreement not to bother others in public spaces. Simple openings like, "I couldn't help noticing," can lead to meaningful exchanges. The art of noticing transforms how we experience life, a journey rather than a destination. Timothy Speed Livich demonstrates this through his connoisseur that hunk approach during Manhattan tours, teaching participants to appreciate each hunk based on voluminousness, intensity, context, and duration. This converts irritations into fascination. The key is learning to cruise, appreciating beauty around you, rather than commute, seeing others as obstacles. Making appointments with yourself ensures noticing isn't crowded out by busy schedules. Comedian Mike Birbiglia realized this when he wrote himself a note, "Mike, you have an appointment at Cafe Peddler at 7 a.m. with your mind." Noticing flourishes when we care for something. Student Miguel Olivares demonstrated this by making a planter for a cactus, reasoning that by nurturing or caring for something, you pay more attention to it. In a world designed to fragment our attention, noticing becomes a radical act, reclaiming our most precious resource. It's not about seeing everything, but choosing what deserves our attention and giving it proper care.